put clean water in tubes and what's called rinse them and wring them out and hang them on a line to dry.
Taking a long time, but that was a good way.
I would, you had to use that battling block and that battling stick. Didn't that kind of wear out the clothes?
Well, I imagine it did, but that's about the only way they had to get a lot of that dirt out.
I used battling block a long time ago. I
expect you'd hit the water faster than a washing machine, probably.
Have your little paddle and you just paddle on them some and turn them over and do some more.
Yes, ma'am. I see.
People used to raise, you know, there was thing to eat. They raised their hogs, and when they killed them, they had a smokehouse built out of logs usually. Take the fat off, and they'd have a little big wash pot full of fat to put down and cook it out and get the grease out of it. The crackling, what was left, they call that crackling.
Yes, it's there. You make crackling bread?
Crackling bread.
It's been a long time since I had that.
Way back there,
don't have it no more.
The women, the housewives, made their own soap. It's used when they're talking about taking these ashes up, generally made out of oak wood. It'd have a box or barrel or something to store them in. And when they got a barrel full, they built an outfit sort of like this. Such a barrel looked like it were drained down this way.
Yes, sir.
Put your ashes in there, put some shucks in there with it along, keep it from packing so. Pour water over it and drip out lye. They'd take that lye then, put it in a wash pot with some of them cracklings, cook up the soap. Call it lye soap.
That's pretty strong stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah, plenty strong.
Well, when a woman was sweeping the floor, would she use something like that?
Yeah.
Just the broom. Way further back, when I first began to remember, we didn't even have that. We wrung what we called broom straw. Go out in an old field, it wouldn't work. Maybe it grew up this high. Bring it off down there and take your pretty good wad and put good string around it, sweep the floor.
Mm-hmm. That's it. You just call that a broom too?
Yeah, that is a broom. That is a straw broom, we call it.
You know, those things that you walk up to get from the yard to the front porch, what would you just call those?
What's that?
The things that you walk up to get from the yard to the porch.
We call them door steps.
Door steps.
Yeah, door steps.
Okay. I want to ask you about this expression. Say, if I walked in the room and I left the door wide open, and you didn't want it to stay that way, what would you tell me to do?
Well,
he wouldn't tell you, he'd go shut it.
Oh.
Close the door.
Close the door.
Yeah.
Okay. People ever say, just shut the door, or?
Yeah, I'm going to say shut the door. Close the door, something like that.
You know, these houses, frame houses on the outside, those boards that lap over each other like that.
Yeah.
Is that called anything?
Well, they call it weatherboarded.
Mm-hmm.
Like then, the first began to build them kind of houses around here before they had the mills to cut out what we made called drop siding fixtures. They just lap them over like you told me about. And